Jordan. I'm LaTanya Turner. It's 80 degrees and we have thunderstorms in the area. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Tennessee is implementing new rules for livestock transportation in hopes of keeping the New World screwworm out of our state. The parasite has been detected in other parts of the U.S. and Mexico. It feeds on wounds and mucous membranes, and it can be fatal. The new rules apply to farm animals like cows, pigs, and chickens, as well as cats and dogs, that are brought into the state from affected areas. The animals are not allowed in Tennessee from a high-risk zone unless a veterinarian has certified that they do not have the parasite. If they are from an area with confirmed infestations, the animals must be treated even if the parasite has not been detected on their bodies, and they cannot have any wounds. There are some exemptions for young calves and chicks. Suspected cases of New World screwworm must be reported to the state within 24 hours. Are the kids all right? A new report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation looks at key metrics of child well-being across the country based on data from 2024. It finds Tennessee ranks in the bottom quarter of the nation when it comes to child economic well-being, health, and family and community. And while the state ranks number 18 for educational outcomes, it actually saw declines in those metrics compared to data from 2019. Still, there are some bright spots in the report. The percentage of children living in high poverty areas has decreased, so have teen birth rates and the portion of children living in single parent households. Now here's a look at today's Nash Villager podcast.
I'm Nina Cardona. On today's Nash Villager podcast, I'm looking at why Tennessee's roadmap is shaped like it is. Listen to WPLN.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.